And is he tough enough?
Tough
Hold enough. Up. What is he doing?
I mean, am I tough enough? Am I tough enough?
Then you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free.
Do you believe in life after addiction? You better believe it. Now, the host of Life After Addiction.
Yeah, you know what time it is when you hear the theme song. It's Life After Addiction, and we are back. It has been 2 years that when we did 55 episodes of Life After Addiction. They were all audio, and we've moved them to the S2L studio. And if you've noticed, 2 years was good to Bruce. He had a little work done, but he looks about 25, 20 years younger. No, just kidding. This is the co-host. Ryan Chittister. Bruce is actually doing, and if you haven't seen that yet, you need to go and watch that every morning. He's actually recording multiple daily devotionals. He's starting out with the Lost and Found Recovery in Christ every morning or whatever time you want to do a devotional. It's 3 to 5 minutes. Oh, and it is sweet, and you need to check that out. So I figured I wouldn't burden Bruce with so much studio time, and now we have a co-host, Ryan Chittister. It's kind of a step down, quite to be honest. But Ryan, tell
wow. This is how he's introducing me, guys.
Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do. Tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Ryan Chittister. I'm from Houston, Texas. You know, greatest city in the greatest state. Oh, actually, the greatest country in the world. That's right, Texas is a country. So, I have an amazing mother and father.
To do that.
I have two brothers, Brandon and Connor, one older, one younger. I have three beautiful nieces, and I have a nephew. Greatest family in the world. I really do, man. I have the greatest. We're a very close, tight-knit family. I've been here going on almost 3.5 years now. Yep. I have found freedom from addiction through the power of Jesus Christ. Mm. I have been saved and set free from the slaves and bondages of an addiction that lasted just over a decade.
Yeah.
And man, it's just blessed to be a part of this. You know, it's amazing to see what God's done here over the last few years. And just to be, you know, in this ministry, man, it's blessed me abundantly.
Yeah. So if you're new to Life After Addiction or to the studio, you know, the purpose of this podcast, of this discussion, is to really show that there is life after addiction, that you don't always have to be this, that there's joy, there's laughter, there's common sense discussions, there's serious theological discussions, there's in-depth point of views, and you don't have to be tied to some stigma of being an addict or an alcoholic your whole life, because the Word of God says, who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen.
And if the Bible declares born-again believers and calls us saints, what does that mean?
That means we are citizens of heaven.
And who are we to say anything different?
Come on.
Who are we to say anything different? So we're going to – I got something for you, by the way, at the end of the episode. Don't let me forget. I got something for you.
Okay.
Just to welcome you to podcasting. Ryan actually did do an episode in the second season of – I want to say it was the second season, third or fourth episode, if you want to go check that out. That was a couple of years ago. That was 2 years ago. But, man, I'm excited. I'm excited because God's called us. I'll just kind of fill them in. It's been a few years, and in between those years, we had a global pandemic hit. Inside of that, and you're going to hear the next two episodes. I think next episode we'll talk about the forgotten pandemic. And then the one after that, we're really going to dive into the curriculum of Lost and Found, Recovery in Christ, which is the same thing that I'm telling you that Bruce is doing every morning. You should watch that. But it's been a long 2 years, I think, for the whole world, for a lot of people, just trying to operate in daily life. It's been crazy. God's really blessed us. You heard us talking at the end of some of our podcasts about God calling us to get licensed by the state and really trying to open up our horizons to be able to accept insurance and things like that. And well, that happened. It actually all happened in the most hectic year, 2020, that everyone wishes they could forget, which has spilled over into 2021, to be honest. But so much, just as the world and everything was in chaos, really God showed up and God said, hey, I've called you to this.
Yeah.
I'll equip you. And so we went on this journey. We did. We became licensed by the state of Tennessee. We actually have an accreditation, a national accreditation by the Joint Commission. Very hard accreditation to get. It's a very elite accreditation. We have doctors on staff now, nurse, clinicians, three clinicians, licensed therapists, counselors. And so God's really called us to this amazing thing, and it's been an amazing journey, and Ryan has been with us. Also, I want to introduce our producer, Carl Krohn.
Come on, give it up for him. Give it up for him.
Carl Krohn, a.k.a. COVID Carl.
That's right.
No, he is, a producer of a show is just a godsend. Everything from making sure our mics sound good, our ears sound good, the cameras are working, but also even editing the videos, which is probably the hardest part. And for example, here's a video that Carl edited in of himself. And wait for it. Now he's waving to the camera.
And here
gosh, that's great. Now we're back. So that's Carl. You're going to hear him probably laugh in the background, sometimes say, let's go, or something very annoying. We'll try to keep that down. But Ryan Chittister, a.k.a. Chitty, a.k.a. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Man, tell us what the last 2 years, since we're just kind of filling people in, he's been on staff. Tell us what you've learned, how you've grown, what you've thought through the pandemic, how God's called you to continue to minister, and how it's affected, maybe even affected your freedom or anything like that.
Yeah. So as far as the ministry growth, man, it's been an incredible thing to see just how much God has done. You know, you've touched on many of the things that has happened, but even as far as, you know, having a phase two facility now on 10 acres, it's a beautiful property, gives guys extra time to continue their walks with the Lord. We also have, I'd say, 10 to 15 spiritual warrior brothers in Christ who serve here as far as recovery coaches go, that have been through addiction themselves, that have found freedom in Christ from addiction themselves.
That were added in the last 2 years.
Absolutely.
Added on. So like about 30 full-time staff members.
Yeah. It's a huge team. Also, even, you know, Williamson Christian College, we have a partnership with them. There is an actual S2L recovery scholarship that this college offers. Guys who graduate our 42-day program. And I think that's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's great that you bring that up, because one of the last episodes that we did 2 years ago was with Dr. Brian Thomas from Williamson College, and we had just started that partnership. They came beside us, and we are still going strong with that partnership now. We've had multiple guys go to college there, and we've seen some amazing fruit of that partnership. But not only fruit, I think it's incredible that a Christian organization is walking the walk, that they're walking beside people in recovery and not just talking about it.
Yeah.
And offering them opportunities with a huge scholarship, even college course credit, to come to get higher education. After you leave rehab, hey, if you complete that program, we'll give you a discount. How amazing is that? You know what I mean?
It's incredible.
That's such a cool thing. And so we also, in this time period, amongst the chaos, amongst getting licensed, amongst getting accredited, amongst the pandemic, God called us to make a documentary about Christ-centered recovery, and that was very scary, but our yes was on the table, and it's launched. It launched last month, and it's, you could find that on theforgottenpandemic.com, theforgottenpandemic.com, which opened up some amazing doors. We knew, and you'll hear it, I think, I don't know about next, one of these episodes, first three episodes, you're going to hear us really talk about our curriculum. And you've heard us talk about it on the podcast if you followed it before. We went through all of the principles found in 2 Peter. But God's really, I think God's calling us to, and by us, I mean us in the room, the ministry, but also you watching. You, whether you're an alumni, a church liaison, a believer, to really spark revival. We say this thing, from the rooms of recovery, the revival of a nation.
Yeah.
And we believe that. Like, not just as a catchphrase, we really believe that, and we're starting to see this platform that God's given us to really say, hey, wake up, oh sleepers. Addiction is not a surprise to God. Let's embolden the church. And so some doors have opened, and we talk about it, but right now media is an organization. I talk about it. I think I'm going to talk about it in a later episode or something, so I don't want to say too much now. But they've wanted us to give them videos to really send our curriculum out to churches. Millions and millions of people are connected with Right Now Media. And so that's out. You can go to Right Now Media right now and check it out. Any of our addiction resources, our Christ-centered addiction resources, you could find at s2l.net. That's S, and it's the number 2l.net. And check those things out. And if you want to see the documentary, like I said, theforgottenpandemic.com. But it's been, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd spend 2 years, and I'm missing so much. There's been so much amazing fruit. I'm just excited to get back in here. S2L Studio, if you're seeing this on Facebook or something like that, go to our YouTube channel. It's called S2L Studio. You're going to see a few different shows. One, like I said, Bruce's, but this one as well, it's called Lost and Found. I'm sorry, that's Bruce's. It's called Lost and Found. This one's called Life After Addiction. But you also can see Catapult every Thursday. It's a service. We'll talk about more of that later. But it's a blessing to be back in here.
Yeah. And it's, life after addiction. I love the sound of that. I love the name of it because, the stigma in the secular world around addiction, you don't see the word freedom ever brought up. Mm. In fact, it's not thought to be possible in the secular world. So bringing that conversation to the surface, and Christ has to be at the center of that, because when you hear about addiction, Christ is very rarely in the secular world or in the world in general ever associated with addiction. Know that something else, either medicine or these other various treatments, are offered, but freedom in Christ is never talked about. And I just love the name of that and the sound of that, because there's freedom from these things. There absolutely is. And so just having conversations around that in a new light, with a new vision on these things, I think is going to enlighten a lot of people and encourage a lot of people and justify what others already know as far as who are believers and stand firm on the truth and the words of God.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So we want this to be light. We want it to be, we'll probably get controversial at times.
We will.
And we're also going to dive into some current issues, current affairs, daily things that we feel like, from a biblical worldview, that we'll try to address. But we're excited. This is a way for us to speak, and we say it many times in the previous, but this is a way that we could speak, and we're not going to be censored. If they try to censor us on YouTube, you can go catch the podcast on Apple iTunes. But we have a platform. God's given us this. He's given us the resources, and we're walking into it obedient. We need your help. We'd love for you to email us. Let us know what things you want us to discuss. A lot of our alumni, we know, will be tuning in. We're here for you. We're praying for you. Every day we pray for you as an organization. We pray for the men that God sent to us, that He's going to send to us, and the guys that are with us now. When that whole catchphrase of "from the rooms of recovery to the revival of a nation," that's you guys. That's you guys going back home from every state. We get guys from all over the country. But you're going back home, and you're being a light in the darkness, right? Yeah. You're being salt. Salt to the earth, and salt is a preservative. And so this decaying world, this decaying morals, decaying climate that we're in, we're called as believers to be preservers, to be salt, to keep the Spirit of God, to keep that fallen, to push back against the darkness, right? To preserve what God originally intended. Mm-hmm. And that's a heavy calling, and we know that. And so we're doing this to support you, to encourage you, to give you resources, because we really do think revival's coming, man.
Yeah. And just sitting here, man, I'm just watching you talk right now in the studio on a podcast, to think where we've come and where God's brought us from.
Yeah.
Just a few short years ago.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible.
Yeah. I'm excited. I think, we're going to have some different people coming on. We're going to interview some people, but, we're just kind of introing it here and talking about what we're going to do. I don't know. The sky's the limit, man. This thing, we might make a few episodes and never do it again. Or maybe, man, we do this every week for 30 years. And it's really just what God wants us to do. Our yes is on the table. Like I said, it doesn't matter if 5 people watch it or 5 million people watch it. We feel called to be a voice in the wilderness, to be a light to the darkness. And so we're going to do that. So one of the things that I think is really important for us to do, every episode or just about, is just to kind of say, hey, here's what God's been hitting me with lately. Here's what God's been saying to me lately. Here's what I've been reading. Here's what I feel. Here's what encouraged me, and now I want to encourage someone else. So anything that you've been encouraged with lately, any scripture, any word of God that you want to proclaim?
Absolutely. So this comes from John 6, and it's John 6, verse 35, and it says, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Mm. You know, there's this emptiness inside of us, especially whenever we're struggling. It doesn't even have to be addiction, just with a variety of sin. You know, it comes in all forms and facets, that there's an emptiness, and we try to fill that void with so many different things via house, car, you know, a gated community. I just moved my family into, drugs, alcohol, and we forget that the source of life, you know, our fulfillment comes from Christ and Christ alone, and us being rooted and grounded in his truths and promises and in his word and being aligned with him, man, it's essential. Cause you know, even I can lose sight of that at times. You know, the blessings that God, that I've prayed for, in fact, can often feel like burdens sometimes. And I know that's an alignment issue within my heart when I'm trying to do too much on my own and I'm trying to take the reins back and I'm trusting in my own self and my own strength and my own power. And I'm not abiding in his word, because you see, when we abide in his word, there's a peace that comes with that. There's rest that comes with it. There's an assurance that comes with that, you know, that no matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm experiencing, man, God is going to prevail. God is going to get me through this. And so just really resting in his word, man, he is the fulfillment. He is the bread of life, and we shall never hunger nor thirst when we are continuously pursuing him and putting him first and foremost in front of all things in life.
Amen. Amen. I want to share with the people a couple of my favorite Chitty stories.
Okay, let's
go. If I may.
Here we go. I've known PG, right?
Well.
Okay, let's do the PG ones. It's the first episode, man.
You better believe it. So that is the first episode. So one of the proudest moments, and everyone at home can go and check it out at Right Now Media or at S2L.net, was when we were filming for the Right Now Media content, and just you were charged with discussing a specific scripture and a principle found in 2 Peter. And man, I was just watching you and remembering how you were when you came in. And man, just God's grown you so much, and you speak with authority, and it's just so evident that God literally changed your heart. Changed your heart, but changed, you are a new creation. Right. And that's evident because of my other favorite story.
Here we go.
I remember the first time I think I met Chitty. I was teaching a class at the lodge. And boy, it was rough. He was an old Texas boy, and he was rough. He came in rough. You know, and we'll give his testimony at some point. I mean, he was bad off, you know, overdosed and died, those kind of things. But I remember... I got done teaching a class, and then we go on, you know, normally in the mornings we do a class and there's a break, and we come back from class, and I'm a pastor, you know, and I'm introduced that way and those kind of things. And so I get done teaching an hour as a pastor, teaching an hour on some biblical sound truths and like biblical things and experience and bringing up scripture and freedom. And it was an awesome class. And Chitty comes up to me and he's fired up. He's, yeah, like in a good way. You could tell he's moving and grooving. And I was like, oh man, he comes up and he gives me one of these. And he's like, man, that was effing awesome. And he didn't say effing. And I was just like, okay, that's great. No, that's good. But let's maybe, what did you say? And he goes, man, that was great, man. I go, no, what did you say? And he's like, no, that was great. So I don't even think he realized it, but he was just in such this clash of a place from the world meets who God's calling him to be. Yeah. He knew that stirred the affection. The spirit was working in his life, but that flesh still dominated him, and it clashed right there. And I laugh to this day because you were genuine. It was like it really meant something to you. You could tell that was God called you here for a reason. But that old flesh, that old worldly Ryan was just present. He didn't know how to present it in a way. And
yeah.
And I think I laugh at that still today. That those worlds clashed, and that was the first impression I had of you.
Yeah.
And everybody in the room was like, did he just say that to a pastor? And you were like, what did I do? You had no clue.
Sanctification is a process, not an event. So me cussing was never in the front of my mind, right?
That's
I was
true.
Trying not to die from a heroin overdose.
That's
so
true.
The fact that I cussed, it probably didn't even register to me at the time.
I know.
I was fresh off the street. So
that was awesome. Yeah, and obviously I was used to it. I don't know that I was used to it when someone was talking to me in like a positive, like someone, I've been cursed, I've been cussed, I've been everything. You can
right.
imagine. I've seen it all, right? And I've done it all. But I think that was the first that it was like, that was great. And it was positive, and it was so cool. It was so funny.
Mom, if you watch that, I'm sorry. If you watch this, I apologize.
Yeah.
Well, it won't happen again, I promise.
Yeah. I could tell you he's the first story is the way he is now, the first story of just how God's radically changed him. And you're just an inspiration to so many, man. I think a lot of the alumni watching right now will probably tune in because of you. We'll probably see you and be like, man, that guy meant a lot in my life. And probably not so much Carl, our producer, who's just, I don't understand why we had to pick him. I mean, isn't there anyone? Can we get an intern or someone that can run the computer? Do we have to use Carl?
We could. But, man, Carl is amazing.
Carl is amazing. That's my boy. Carl is amazing. And we'll tell a Carl story later.
Okay.
But Carl, man, Carl is another reason, another one that just really relates with guys and pours into guys. And,
yes, he
and
does.
We get messages all the time about how much Carl's meant to him. So you got Carl. You are a powerful influence, and God's using you in a mighty way. But that is all the time we have. Tune in. We're going to do this the same day, once a week. It's going to be awesome. Shoot us emails, shoot us messages, leave comments, like and subscribe to the channel, please. We really want this to go out. We don't have to. We really could care less, but if God wants it to, we think he called us to do it for a reason.
100%.
So anything you could do, if it's something that you enjoyed, help it go out. Same thing in the channel. I think that was the word I was looking for earlier. Channel or whatever, do the same thing. Go and like all of this, the Catapult, the Lost and Found Daily Devotions. It really helps out with some kind of metrics that YouTube does that gets it in front of more people. So thank you, guys. And that's the first episode, Life After Addiction. Stop. I forgot. I almost went to the outro there, but I forgot, Chitty. I told you I had something for you at the end of the pod.
Okay.
And I do, and it's a gift. I think it's a good gift.
Okay.
It's a gift to say thank you for being a co-host, spending time, a lot of effort, pouring your heart out at times. And I want to – can I give you the gift on live?
Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
A lot of thought's gone into this, and I hope you enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate it, man. So I really do.
It's called Lil Nitro. And I'll read it for you in case you have bad vision.
Okay.
It says it's the world's hottest gummy bear.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
And you have to do it as your first. It's kind of a ritual as welcoming you to the podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on. But wait, there's more. So a habanero pepper. Let's bump it up. Let's say a ghost pepper, right? A ghost pepper, say, they score about a million on the Scoville. On the Scoville unit, which measures the heat of a pepper.
Okay.
Reaper peppers, a little hotter. It's about 2 million.
All right.
Lil Nitro's 9 million on that Scoville.
Oh, gosh. This has to be the worst decision I've ever made.
So the question is you won't do it. I don't think you will do it. Will you do it? Because I don't believe that you'll do it right here on the podcast. Are you tough enough? Carl, didn't he say it was from Texas? Oh, I'm from Texas, the greatest state and the greatest country.
Am I tough enough is the question.
Is he tough enough? Oh, he's getting ready. He's stretching a little bit. Hold on. Is he tough enough? Hold up. What is he doing?
Am I tough enough?
Oh, this turned sideways. What is he doing? Sit down. This is not that kind of podcast, bro.
Come on.
Come on. So you're gonna do it?
Yeah, I guess, man. I guess I'm gonna do
this.
Hold
on. But for the pod, I'll do one too.
My man.
I got one too.
Okay.
And this is.
Oh gosh, man, dude! This has to be the worst decision we've ever made as brothers in Christ. Man.
Oh man. Are we gonna do it? Hold on. Let's talk about it first. Let's talk about it for a second. Let's talk about it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it with your hands. I don't think you're supposed to touch it.
Right.
Here, you read up on it because I did very little investigation. I honestly.
Consumer, beware! This is not your ordinary gummy bear.
Oh no! Look at this.
Do you dare eat this fiery gummy bear?
Post your video. Oh, you could put it on YouTube too. Can you go a full 5 minutes without relief?
Dude.
So I got something. I mean, I came prepared. Right?
Okay.
I got some cups. And I got a little milk. Are you lactose intolerant or anything like that?
I'm not.
I don't think it matters if you are at this point. So I'm going to pour us a little milk. But here's the thing. The first one that drinks a drink of milk loses. If we both make it to 5 minutes, then we both win and it's over.
All right, so we're going 5 minutes, no milk, no water, no drinks, nothing.
You could do it, no drinks, but right. But you can. It just means the other person wins the challenge.
Okay.
So hold on, let's put this here. I mean, this whole podcast, this just took a turn, bro.
Yeah, for the absolute worst.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's like stuff in the milk. Okay, so I don't know how to do this. I've never had this. I've seen it. I mean, it's true. This is real. This is hot. I don't know how to do it, so I'm going to open it like this. Hold on. Let's just open it, but don't touch it.
I won't.
And do you chew it? What do you do?
Yeah, you chew it. You have to chew it. Otherwise, if you just swallow it, you're not doing the challenge.
You got a clock. How did he get out of this? How did the producer get out of this? I don't know,
but we'll have something special for Carl in a future episode.
We got you coming up. So it's opened up. You got it folded back like that?
Yep. It's folded back. It's ready to go. I'm about to just eat it.
So hold on. We're
just
going to eat it and then go.
Dude, my face is already on fire. Like,
is this a good gift? Is this a good first podcast gift? I don't want to do this.
This is a gift that your worst best friend gets you.
I'm having really second thoughts about this. 9 million Scoville unit.
It's like jumping in the water, man.
Right.
You just
got to
do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I don't know that I want to do it. I'm actually serious. I'm having second thoughts about this.
You have to. You've come this far.
All right. So you want to I'll let Carl kind of send. Yeah. Go give us a three. Took his shirt off.
All right. Hey. Come on, I ain't scared.
All right, kind of sent.
You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Put that timer on. Oh, Lord, help, he did.
Oh, my gosh.
This is stupid. Oh, that's not that bad.
You can't taste it yet, there's no way.
That's
not that bad. It's not that bad.
Really?
Stop talking. It's not that bad. Did you swallow it already?
I'll chew it all.
You're still chewing it?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Oh, man, this is not that bad. You know what it tastes like? Oh!
It's not that bad just yet, but my throat...
You swallow it?
Yeah, once you... once you swallow it... Oh, dude, my throat's gone. Okay. All right. I can do this so far. The second you swallow it, it's toxic. All right. I feel like the Pokemon Charizard right now.
The Forgotten Band.
I could just
lock up.
Spit balls of fire.
Did you talk about the shirt yet?
Yeah. You want me to stand up for a sec?
Tell them about the shirt.
This shirt. Okay, hold on. It's in my nose now.
It's not that bad.
No. This shirt, you can get these on what? S2L.net.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm struggling to think. I'm going to show you the back of my shirt now. Yeah.
He could put a thing up, too. He could put a graphic up. It's not that bad.
Yeah, it ain't too bad, actually.
It says freedom. Don't touch it. Did you touch it? I didn't touch it.
No, I didn't touch it.
Hold on. I'll go put that back in there. How did I fold that?
So, my mouth is... It's not too bad on my mouth right now, but... my throat is killing me.
Are you going to go 5? We're at 2 minutes.
Yeah, I got 5 easy in me.
You got 5?
Yeah, my stomach is just going to be shot after this.
I got another one. You want another one?
Yeah.
I don't have another one.
All right. So you're going to need to call
my... So S2L.net, those t-shirts, we're selling those. We have men's and women's. Carl's got to put a graphic up right now. Is there no snot coming out?
Yeah, I might need some toilet paper for some snot.
You can't. The proceeds of these t-shirts are going to go towards our scholarship, bud. I'm trying to promote merch in the worst possible time. If you want to get the documentary,
theforgottenpandemic.com.
It's not that bad. I think Carl would pass out.
It's not as bad as I was thinking, but my stomach.
Horrible. Yeah, I'm just trying to be tough. I'm afraid to breathe.
My stomach is. Oh, dude!
Is it already hit your stomach?
My stomach is shot.
It's coming out my nose. Is it coming out my nose?
Yeah.
Don't breathe it in. Carl, stop laughing, dude. You're next, bro. This is
Can you see my face on that?
Look at his Zoom in. Stare into your camera right here. He's going to punch in.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
A little nitro.
No, this is no joke, man.
A little nitro. A little nitro coming at you. If you zoom in real good right here, you got all... Don't do that.
My stomach's not okay.
Don't breathe. Don't clear your nose in the back.
My lips, my tongue. Dude, this is... What time are we at?
Listen. 3 minutes, 40 seconds.
Oh,
welcome to
gosh.
Life After Addiction podcast. I'm really thankful that you did this. Are you going? You're going to go for it? Or are you going to wait a minute?
Dude, I'm going to wait a minute. This is the best gift anybody's ever given me, man. I'm going to savor it.
He took his shirt off.
Oh my gosh!
Are you crying? Is it coming out of his eyes?
Yeah, I'm crying. My nose is running, and my stomach is just churning.
Yeah. What'd you have for lunch?
Subway, foot long. So it feels like
eat
it's going to
come.
Eat fresh,
baby.
It's going to come back up.
The podcast. It'd be great. A little nitro. You really need to sponsor the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we can definitely endorse that. It was awesome, man. I'm impressed with that. We loved it.
With who? Dude, if you zoom in, which you will, you'll see snot and sweat all over my face. 20 seconds.
Yeah. There's snot coming all down my nose. I got tears going. The stomach is the worst, dude. I'm not eating anything.
I don't
for
want
dinner.
Anything for dinner. I want this burn to go away. 10. Hold on. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ding, ding, ding. 5 minutes.
All right.
Let's get it.
Let's cheers this milk.
Let's go. He lost. Joke's over. It wasn't a 5-minute challenge. It was a 10-minute challenge, and he lost.
No, he just lied to me, man. That's messed up. Oh, okay.
That helped
that milk
a lot.
Did the trick right there,
that
dude.
Helped a lot. Oh, yeah. Almost instantaneous. It helps a lot. All right. Thank you for sticking around.
He's not. Hey, real quick. It was instantaneous. Like you drank it. My nose, my eyes, my mouth, and my stomach all were just soothed in an instant. Like, oh, my gosh. That was incredible. Whole milk, if y'all want to sponsor us, too. We're looking for more sponsorships. Oh.
Okay, seriously, though, back to it. That's the first episode back. That's Life After Addiction, the new series. That's Ryan Chittister. I'm Adam Comer. Life After Addiction. You better believe it.
Life After Addiction is a production of S2L Recovery. If you have any questions you'd like answered on the podcast, email them to info@springtolife.net. That's info@springlife.net. And for more information on addiction recovery, visit s2lrecovery.org.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.